The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
All I could carry in my arms, as much sound as the land could spare. I was careful not to take more than what was necessary. Waste not, want not. Then, when I got to the place where you would be, I buried it for you to find. But not so deep that you'd miss it entirely. Not so deep that it missed you entirely. Are you hearing this, I wonder? Will you receive this message? What's the frequency? Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Should I call you by name?
Okay, you've been digging in there for a while now. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for something, anything to snack on. Anything to snack on.
There's nothing in there.
No candy bar or anything.
No, just my license and registration. A tire pressure gauge.
A handgun?
Right, my handgun.
Trudy, what are you doing with this?
Not getting raped.
Rape? I'm sorry, who on earth rapes anyone?
A rapist.
You know what, you have a very negative view of the world.
How often do you make it out of your house?
Ooh, look, we're close.
Is this the main part of town?
Yes, okay, this is San Licora. If we continue on this road for about 5 more miles, the cabin will be just up the hills ahead. Pull over to that diner.
Oh, the creepy one.
I think it's best we investigate the disappearance of my husband on a full belly.
Great. You're the boss, Applesauce. You're the boss, Applesauce. Can you put the gun back in the glove compartment?
Yeah, gladly. Shall we?
I'll meet you inside.
I need to use the little girl's room and freshen up first, so when you get in, feel free to just order ahead yourself.
You got it. Take me to some creepy, spooky diner in the middle of nowhere.
Dear, and zip me up.
Sure thing. I can hold a drink in one hand and zip you up with the other. I am a multifaceted man.
A man's man.
There. All? You have a tag sticking out.
Tuck me back in?
Sure. Curious.
What is it?
Your tag. It says...
What's the frequency? Are you listening? Should I call you by name?
It says... something.
That's just care instructions. Don't bother your pretty little head with that. It's women's stuff, really.
That's not it.
Well, what does it say?
This is your wife.
I love you.
What?
Me, open the door.
Get out of here!
It's important. Open up.
Oops. I'm coming.
Everything okay? I've been calling you.
And?
Are you drunk?
So?
Bad timing, Barton.
Want a beer?
I cracked the ledger.
Hey, I need that back. I need to give it back.
Are you listening? I know who the cop is in the ledger. It's just the one. They've been using one cop to collect and distribute the payoffs.
If I give them back the ledger, they stop. And my family can be safe again.
Get it back? It's too late for that. This is... You're in this all the way. You have to see it through.
People are going to get hurt if I keep going.
If you think returning the book is going to change that...
For my sister? My brother? I have to stop this.
Then let's do that. Go get the bad guys. Get the credit you deserve. Keep your family safe. This is the only way, Barton.
You're a good friend.
I know.
Who is he?
The dirty cop?
Who?
Keats. It's Officer Keats.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah, first-rate jerk.
Scoundrel.
We need to sober you up if you're going to do anything about this tonight.
In the morning.
Tonight? You don't have the time. If they've come for your family, they'll be coming for you too.
You're right.
You need to go to him first.
I have some coffee around
I'd
here.
I'd go with you, but...
You want some coffee?
I left my post at the station to come find you. Last thing I need is someone to realize I'm caught up in this mess with you.
Sorry.
Don't be. We're gonna get this creep.
I am a multifaceted man.
A man's man.
I am a multifaceted man.
A man's man.
A multifaceted man.
A man's man.
Faceted man.
A man's man.
Faceted man.
A man's man.
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 Every time you bring Enfield number 2 brand cigarettes to your lips, you're treating your senses to the finest tobacco this country has to offer. What makes Enfield number 2's number 1? Let's ask these everyday fine gentlemen why they're so loyal.
After a vigorous wrestling match, there is nothing finer than laying back on the mat next to your opponent. Here, have one. As you share a drag of Enfield number 2. Hey, save some for me.
What say you? What say you?
When I came back from the war sporting 2 less legs than what I left with, the doctors tried everything to treat my discomfort. Nothing seemed to do the trick like finding solace by sucking on the unfiltered end of an Enfield number 2.
Way to go, sport. How's about you, friend?
Enfield number 2 has a flavor the other brands just can't replicate. A flavor that in fact caught the curiosity of my little champ, Jeffy. Was I mad when I caught him trying to emulate his dear old dad? Of course not. Only the budding flower of manhood hears the call of a powerful precision instrument that is Enfield number 2. My boy and I celebrated his grand moment as equals. We each had a round of Enfield number 2. So why not? They're harmless.
You're flying high, Ace. Spishak uses state-of-the-art machinery to give it that unique flavor of gun oil and metal. Enfield number 2 cigarettes. Cigarettes so fine, they explode with flavor. Also, try our new extended clip Enfield number 2. Sold everywhere.
Beware, you fools. My electrophilasia ray strikes tonight at 12. Total destruction will come to those who laughed at me and failed to heed my warnings. Beware, I strike at midnight. This nut may prove dangerous. Kent, you help Lois follow up her lead. She may have an angle on this thing.
Yes, sir.
But, Chief, I'd like the chance to crack the story on my own. Thanks, Chief.
But, Lois... Chief, don't you think that's a dangerous mission?
I'm just suggesting that there might be some sort of commotion at the diner.
And I'm suggesting we stick to our own problems. Wit, the world is filled with problems and commotions and evil. We can't deal with them all.
He's right. Not your problem, Wit.
Hush now.
We were bringing guns?
Yes.
As of when?
Always. We always bring guns.
That's not true.
I didn't bring no gun.
Krog and I both don't have a gun.
Ronnie.
Oh, troubles. Do you want my gun?
No. I want a clear line of communication before we leave for any of our future dangerous endeavours.
Fine.
Thank you.
Next time, darling, I'll make sure to pack you your gun.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Ready?
Knock away.
Joseph? Joseph Ells?
Krog?
Ronnie?
You're up. Go check that out.
Mr. Ells, my name is Whitney. I'm here with the private detective, Walter Mix. Your wife hired us? Can we come in?
Mr. Ells, this is Walter Mix. In case you're currently indisposed or injured, we'll be letting ourselves in. Whit, do the honours. I was referring to testing the door handle to see if it was unlocked.
That's usually the signal for kicking the door in.
This works too.
Little...
empty?
Yep.
Very...
clean.
Yep.
Clearly not here.
I didn't find no one out there. Where's, everything?
It's a little strange. Whit, run your hands along the wall.
Oh, that feels...
very much like the material from that woman's apartment.
Yes, but this has a better feel. Almost like the way it should. Like wood.
Look for a seam.
Let's see.
Got it. Oh, give me a hand, will you?
Everybody! Oh my!
Everything.
How is this possible?
What the?
Everything. Everything is hidden underneath this layer of paper.
Desk, chair, rug, table.
Body. Troubles. Troubles? Mr. Ells.
Are you sure?
This is him. Definitely.
Is he dead?
Looks it.
What's he got in his hand?
Let go, please. And here is our missing typewriter piece.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can hold that for you.
No way. No.
She has a point, big fella. I think we'll hold on to it this time.
Oh, you don't trust me no more.
Good. And Mr. Ells is still breathing?
Wonderful news.
It's shallow, but he's still with us.
Do we get more money for him being alive?
Everywhere for you.
Hello, strange lady from nowhere. I'm Walter.
Hello.
This is Whit.
Hi.
And don't judge him by his looks, but that's Krog.
Hey.
Hi there. Thank you so much for finding my sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
That's what we do, ma'am. We find people. For other people.
He looks like an angel sleeping there.
Oh, he does. Say, would you happen to be Connie?
Oh, has Gabriel been going on about me while I was out? He always says the sweetest things.
Real smoothie. May I ask, what is it with the gun?
A gun?
That one.
A gun?
In your hand.
A gun?
Yes, the gun.
Oh, this! The conversation piece!
You referred to this man as Gabriel.
My mother was supposed to meet us for dinner. He was taking us to a fancy restaurant.
He being Mr. Ells.
Who?
The gentleman laying in a heap on the floor.
Oh, that's not Mr. Ells. My love. My love and my moon and my sunshine.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you are in love.
Perfect example of the power of deduction. See, Whit, you've got the gift as well.
Are you too cute?
Us two.
Gabriel hadn't told me we'd be on a double date tonight. Tell me, how did you two meet?
Aren't we going to be late for dinner?
I bet the story's just adorable.
Not really. Quite mundane, in fact.
Oh, I can tell yous. See, day two is twin souls.
Ronnie, come on now. Why didn't you let me tell this nice lady?
No, dear, Allow me to tell it. It's not too often I'm given the chance.
By all means. You have the floor, as it were.
How sweet. Such a gentleman.
Thank you, dear. You see, Miss Kilmeister, it was 10 years ago that my path crossed with Mr. Mix. He had been hired by Father to follow Mummy around to see what she was up to. What brought Mr. Mix to my father's attention, you ask? Well, he had been caught cheating in a card game at one of Father's many bars. Father was a man of industry, with thriving businesses such as game rooms and clubs, all sorts of things. He was even known to place unwanted children into new homes. I mean, collected a few himself, of course. But back to the story at hand. When Mr. Mix had successfully scrapped his way out of the bar, he couldn't get very far before one of Father's employees tipped him off to where Mr. Mix could be found, with no other options. Mr. Mix became an employee and went straight to work. All he had to do was follow Mummy. Now, was Mummy cheating? No. Mummy wasn't anything like Father. Mr. Mix caught Mummy making business arrangements to acquire Father's assets, as it were. For his outstanding work, a thank you to Mr. Mix was in order. Father wiped away Mix's debt. And for the cherry on top, you ready? An even grander gesture was made. He gave him me. We've been together ever since.
Twin souls! Oh, how romantic.
That's not the same thing I heard.
Is that the story you're going with?
Come now, you always get to tell people how we met. It's my turn.
That dark, don't you think?
She seems to like
it. I couldn't keep you two apart. That reminds me of our story. Doesn't it, dear? How the world conspired to keep us apart?
Honestly, I'm sure
she's
been listening.
Seems like forever ago that we met in that office. Gabriel, or Mr. Black, as he insisted I call him around the office, which is sweet because it became a pet name of sorts.
Soon may be a good time to use that gun of yours.
Looking for an opportunity, as Daffy Duck here waxes poetic.
Secrets! Telling secrets? Secrets. 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 No. No, we keep nothing from each other around here.
Okay. Sorry about that.
He used to slip me secret notes, things he wouldn't... No, couldn't say. Oh, those notes could light my fire for days.
What did they say?
Huh?
These notes... Mr. Black never mentioned them to us.
Of course you wouldn't. What kind of man do you think he is?
Can't you just tell us one little tiny romantic note? After all, we shared our tale.
Oh! The notes. Yes, the notes. I remember them.
And?
I should. No, I can't. There was this one time, I was at my desk. This is before I knew he even thought about me, and I was typing something up for Mr. Fine. I don't actually recall the frequency, though.
Fine.
Mr. Black quickly passes me a folded paper, and I don't recall the folding pattern.
Jeez, this lady sure knows how to elongate a story.
Don't be rude. And on the paper it said, Con.
Hey!
Three coffees. Black.
Wait. Are you hit?
Troubles. I think... peas and carrots.
Hush! Two tuna sandwiches, no crusts, and one BLT. Please do this ASAP. I already called in the order. It will be waiting at the diner across the street under the name Joseph L.
Are you all right? Hey, lady... No one but me is supposed to be shooting at her.
You brute!
Wait. I will get you out of here. You'll be fine.
Troubles?
Yes?
I am trying to tell a story! They only
got one. Shut up and take this, will you?
Wait. Oh, terrible time for a nap. Terrible time. This part is normally your job.
You pretend to take interest in her girls, and then don't bother when she asks you to actually listen to something.
Whitney.
You recall?
Whitney? Still kicking. That's excellent news. Keep it up, Whit. We'll get you out of here. Croc?
You know it, right?
You've got to be kidding me. 3 bullets in the chest and you still walk it off. A piece of work you are, Krog.
What is it?
What is what?
The frequency. What is... Frequency.
That's that, Whit. Let's get you and Mr. Ells to the car. Assuming the car is there. Let's hope this time the car is still there, kid.
What is the frequency?
What is the frequency?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
What is the frequency?
What's the Frequency? Is written and created by James Oliva.
Production and sound design by Alexander
Danner. What's the Frequency's theme music composed by Curtis Nelson.
Featured in this episode
was an excerpt from Invisible Sun by Salt Lawrence and some world audio
from the Superman cartoon. But who cares? There are more important questions. Questions
like... Do you like the show?
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 Do you? Do you? Do.
Do you like the show?
You. You. Do you like this show?
This show.
This show is...
This show is What's the Frequency? It's the Frequency. It's the Frequency. It's the Frequency.
Please take some time and... David.
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 This show is What's the Frequency? What's the Frequency? What's the Frequency? What's the Frequency?
Take some time. James.
James.
James, 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 James.
James.
Take some time. Time. Take it. Time.
We'd like to thank.
To thank. What am I?
What am I?
What am I?
What am I?
What am I? What? Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
As always, I'm James Oliva. Till next time.
the Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.